Sorry, I also have not been. I just put on makeup for the first time in like 5 days because I've just been crying my eyes out like the last like week and a half.
That's why
I'm moving to New York. Not tomorrow. On Saturday, so the day after tomorrow. But yeah, it's just like it's gonna be. I've been here in this town for 10 years, and
okay.
This is my like first time in New York, so
I despise Phoenix. I love it for pretty much everything that it is, but like I hate not having trees and not having like just a view. You know, it's all just rocks and dirt and cactus. I don't know how people can be happy here. Washington State is cloudy and gloomy as it was being born and raised there. Like it's night and day difference. I felt so happy there.
What part of Washington?
Ellensburg, Washington, smack dab in the middle. So like 30 minutes from Yakima.
Okay.
If you're ever buying apples at the store, I mean, I think that's the only place you'll ever see Yakima on anything.
Yeah. I think you're right.
I almost like, so my cities that I was going between were, it was like Seattle and, LA and New York. Cause I was like, when I get out of here, I want to go somewhere big to, to do this. Cause I'm my town right now is 37,000 people. And I'm like, sucks.
The bona fide trans person.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean,
yeah.
The token.
I have to go live it up because otherwise, like, you know, what am I doing? And, so, but the cool thing is New York is in the same time zone as my 2-year-old. So,
that's awesome.
Yeah. And actually, like, it's a 45-minute plane ride. So I'll take it.
Heck yeah.
But yeah. So I'm going to try to get Bree to move there in like 6 months. She's not going to.
Again? Right. Cause you just moved.
I just moved in October.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it was like the worst decision of my life, but we're sticking it out.
Where did that end up? What state?
North Carolina.
North Carolina.
Mm-hmm. Come He's on, raise a
horn, leg horn.
Take your shirt off. Spin it around.
I'll say it. All three. There we go. Yeah,
I say, bro.
Please.
That's what I normally get.
Don't cancel me, please.
Yeah, no.
We're all canceled anyway. It's fine.
Although Bree kind of has a girlfriend, though. So.
Okay, Bree.
Look at you.
Fantastic.
Do I?
I mean, I don't know. Right?
I mean, we're poly, so no, it's not. Like, okay.
Is it a friend?
Yeah.
You have a nesting partner.
Listen, I'll go to, like, child terminology here. Like, are they a friend? Are they a girl?
Are you going steady?
Have we fucked a lot? Yes.
That's an indicator.
So when, do y'all remember, Kat, how old are you?
33.
Okay, do y'all remember... When like back in like middle school and everything, it jumped like the terminology of what you were doing like for dating somebody from like going with someone to going steady to like going out and then, like but it jumped around all these different phrases and now it's like it's like people are like oh they're going steady and then oh they go together and for a lot like for every 2 years it would change but now it's like. What the hell? But like, how do we just like jump around and now we're like, all right, just dating, I guess?
I don't know what to call it now. I don't know what the Gen Zs or any of them Bang. Call it.
Smash pots.
Totally smash.
I guess.
Yeah, right? We're smash bros.
Uh-huh.
It's a lot.
It is.
I don't know. I'll use it with like some of my younger coworkers and then they look at me just like, I was like, that's lit. That's fire. And they're like, okay. You know, like, and then like, I'll try to throw out some other terms out there and it doesn't work. Like I will Google them just to be cringe with coworkers.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Just to be that person.
Hey, yeah, let me drink it in, you little bitches. At least I'm not saying get off my lawn.
Yeah. Honestly, I just started playing, I just started like a month or two ago, started playing Modern Warfare Zombies. And okay. I learned so much lingo from that. Like what the little shits are saying nowadays.
Yeah, figure out what the Riz actually is.
Right? Was that an insult? I can't tell.
Yeah. It's like, hang on, did I do well or poorly? Or did you just say hi? I don't know.
Right? Hold on. Cap or no cap? Which one was you need like an answer key right next to you? Yeah. Just you know, like
cheat sheet.
Oh. Hey, wait a minute.
Well, and I mean, like, the hard part is, like, I've gotten used to basically, like, because I use a mic, and they're like, hey, that QT, no, I'm not going to say that. And then they're like, all right, and then they say, like, the tag that I had, the, like, little clan tag it's hot TG, so hot T girls. And I was like, they're like, hot TG, I have a mic, and I'm like, yes, and like, cool, dude. And I'm like, fuck. I immediately get clocked. Hi, what can I help you with? Oh my gosh.
I'm not fulfilling my duties to those like in the community, but at the same time, I'm just not caring anymore. That
right.
What these people mean in my world is so small and insignificant. Like it's the littlest piece. I don't care. And if I let you get to me, now suddenly you own a piece of my day and I'm not having it. I'm not. Yeah. So like, yeah. Great. You do what you want. Like at work, super accepting all around. But then there's some of the older group that are just, they fuck it up every time. Every fucking time.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm just like, cool. And I've gotten to the point where I just ignore them outright. Or I'm just like, I'm just going to do my thing.
Like, that sounds like my parents.
Wasn't worth my time. So I'm just going to focus and keep doing my thing.
Like the movers came in. Yeah, the movers came today, and like I asked them if they wanted like some stuff. Or no, I was like, okay, I have some stuff in the back, and I was like, I have some stuff in the back. I'm gonna go get it. And immediately, as I walk away, I hear him go, "Oh, he's gonna go get his stuff in the back." And I'm like, "Damn it!" Mm-hmm. Like, sorry, the boobs.
Do you fucking see these things?
The
face,
yes.
And in the way over exaggeration of, "Oh yeah, so I'm gonna go get the stuff."
Oh, yeah. Let's go get that Mickey, movie.
Mickey Danny over here is going to go get his stuff. Oh, cool. Daniel. Anyways, I digress. Welcome to the podcast.
Tres, dos, uno. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Girl Dad Girls. Tonight, we have with you, as always, that QT Danny B. We have
that's moi?
That's you.
That's moi?
Moi, Brice Saint-Marie. And then we have our guest, who is looking like a total snack, Cat Bandicoot. Ooh. Hello.
Yummy.
Oh,
wow.
Hey.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome to Girl Dad Girls.
Do you want
to
give us a little Reader's Digest of what makes you you?
Who is?
Oh man. Okay. So like you know, a couple days ago, I just started getting into this weird branch of porn, and I really enjoyed it. So I was like, I'm just gonna get some clothes, and I'm gonna try some things out. Then next thing you know, doctor was knocking on my door, was giving me drugs, and was just like, here, take these. They're gonna help. I wake up. I have tits. I'm suddenly like feeling different. People are acknowledging me differently. Things just snowballed so quickly. Man, like they really need to put a disclaimer on this shit. No,
absolutely.
Right?
So
that's so fast.
honestly, I struggled so much because I assumed that going through the transition and actually presenting as a woman was going to be this huge trial. And what I had originally found, probably at like 18, because I had explored this and I had always been curious since like 10 or 12. I have very shit memory of my childhood, so I'm not going to put a specific year on it. But yeah, say like 10 or 12, basically about 5th, 6th grade, transitioning into middle school. Like, I know that, and I know, you know, stumbling across my mom's clothes and going about that path, doing that whole thing. So years and years and years of cross-dressing, being curious and just, you know, being a fucking kid doing kid shit and just figuring shit out. Now I'm like 17, 18, and somebody out of the blue, like, mentions trannies or like trans porn or something. It was something along, like, it's very weird. Like, there was another instance after that somebody, like, I'd worked at Subway, and one of the guys there, he's very special person. He's just like, yeah, you know, me and my friend Bob, we were at the video store and we stumbled across, and it was like, something like Chinese Gone Wild kind of thing. You know, I'm like, oh, okay, yeah. No. It was even more cringe. In work, he's like, chicks with dicks. Yeah. So we rented it and watched it together. It was pretty cool. I'm just like, awesome. Wow. And I'm going to act oblivious. Like, but of course, like, I've for the last year, stumbled across this rabbit hole. And I'm like, okay, this is a thing. So then I started looking like, okay, like, I feel like I identify as a transgender woman. So how do I get there? And Google, for all it was worth, you know, now what, 15 years ago, wasn't quite on the money. You know, it was very broad. It's a lot more tuned in now, I think, locally. But I thought that you had to go start seeing a therapist. You had to just be out there presenting as a woman for at least a year. And then they would let you get on the hormones. And then from there, you could start transition. And I'm like, man, that's a shit path. Like, I want to get on the hormones and I want to just low key keep riding that train until I feel comfortable. And then just come out and be like, bam, yeah, you know, guess what? I'm a girl. I've been a girl the whole time.
Surprise.
Yeah. So it didn't work out quite the way I wanted it to. And I spent years just ebbing and flowing in this idea that, okay, I'm going to transition. And at, I think, 21, I'd explored all of the sexuality and everything with different people. Dig into that maybe in a minute. But I meet my ex, and together for a solid 13 years, things were great, 12, 13 years. But I realized, like, okay, maybe I don't need that. Like, maybe it is just something that I can kind of suppress and I can explore behind closed doors.
So familiar.
It's always something we can push away.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I went back in the closet for 6 years because I was convinced that it was a phase. So.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Well, now here we are in this whole debate now, and like, knowing what I know now, it's like, okay. I mean, like, I guess it depends on the person. When you see them, you kind of like just you clock it and you know, because you've been there. But you're like, all right, that person is clearly just going to have a very rough time if you guys keep saying that, like, no, it's just a phase, it's just a phase. And I definitely think it depends on what somebody's going through and like how involved they really are. Things are pushed so heavy now, it's really easy to just get completely bought in and now all of a sudden you identify as a furry or something. Like, it is crazy now compared to how it was even just 2 years ago. So I started dating my girlfriend. We were good. We started living together for about a year. And a situation happens. Her car breaks down and she uses my car, drops me off at work. Well, I leave my shitty old flip phone, Razor phone in the car. And lo and behold, car runs out of gas. Tries calling me, tries getting a hold of me to get help. And the phone rings, goes through the phone while sitting in the dead car and starts seeing all of these different like cross-dressing pictures. I was not out about this. I was just totally keeping this a secret to myself. Meanwhile, I was still taking pictures and doing things behind closed doors for like the feel. And so total silent treatment for a solid week. Didn't know how to address it. Didn't know what to think of it. Finally, I was just like, all right, what the fuck is going on? Like, I don't like this. What did I do? And she said she saw the pictures of my phone. My heart sank. Like, how do you explain that? I've never told anybody up to this point, and I've never had to. Like, my mom's never even asked, you know, like, hey, why is my shit always rifled through? So it was just new grounds. And as I started unpacking it with her, she's like, okay, well, is this something that you want? Because, like, I don't consider myself a lesbian, and I don't think I can deal with that. I was like, no, I think it's just this thing that, you know, I like doing, but it's not something like how I want to live my life. And again, just kind of reinforcing and trying to double down, that got me quite a ways, because 22 at the time, almost 23, got me 5 more years, because at 28, I decided, all right, fuck this shit. Like, I need to see somebody. Basically, we'd explored, we'd done a lot of things. Things were pretty fun. But at the same time, like, I still really enjoyed having this persona of me put out there and getting the validation that it felt from people seeing me as that person. Still unbeknownst to me that this could be a deeper thing. So definitely, I feel like if people resonate with that, like, just go fucking talk to somebody, honestly.
Yeah.
So at 28, we find out that we're pregnant. Awesome. That is the one thing that really racked my brain. Like, I could not see myself transitioning and losing this ability to then have a child, something I really wanted to do. It's never something that came from, like, a deeper background. It was just something I'm like, I really want to enjoy, like, raising kids. Like, it seems like a super fun thing. I enjoy being around kids. I enjoy playing with kids and, like, teaching them. And so I couldn't not have that in my life. So once I found out we're pregnant, I explained everything. And I'm like, listen, I want to go talk to somebody. I think I want to explore this further. I want to transition. So see the therapist, and they're like, yeah, I mean, we can get you set up with a doctor now if you want. And they can get you on the hormones. And I'm just like, it's that easy?
What year was that?
Huh?
What year was this?
2018.
And like, and wait, you were in Washington at this point?
No. Like, my first 15 years I spent in Washington. The last 18, yeah, I've been here in Arizona.
Oh, yes. Okay. Because, yeah, I was about to say, I was like, here in Virginia, like, I went to see a therapist, and she wouldn't even let me. Like, she was like, we need to talk for 6 months before
so hit or miss.
Yeah, she was like, before I'll even, like, diagnose you with gender dysphoria, like, yeah, like, eventually she, like, after 6 months, she was like, all right, so I'm going to write you your letter. Like, basically made me hate myself about it.
Oh, yeah.
And so, like, yeah, once I got on the medicine, I was on for a month and was like, I hate myself for doing this, and got off it. So
I will admit, I shamelessly shopped around, and I found a transgender therapist. And was like, this person's going to resonate and things are going to be great. Wouldn't have mattered. When I talked to my doctor afterwards, she was like, yeah, you can just go see a doctor and explain it, gender dysphoria. And they would.
Yeah.
Yeah. So again, like, I didn't need to sit here and rack my brain around these hard steps that were in front of me, thinking that it was going to be this impossible series of trials. So
I mean, I guess for a certain part, getting that letter of gender dysphoria worked for, like, surgeries and whatnot.
Yes. But,
like, for the initial letter stuff, just make sure, like, everybody's like, oh, you're gonna have to get all these letters and everything. It's like, not just start, baby. Like, just start. Yeah. Just go, like, see if it's for you. And if it's not for you, get off it. And, you know, no harm, no foul, except for maybe you'll have a little bit of breast growth.
I've always had shit for body dysmorphia, and just, like, people are going to see this and they're going to see through this facade, and they're just going to be like, nah, no, not fooling me. I see you, dude.
Not today, bro. Right? Yeah,
right? Like, I've been on for, like a little bit over 20 months now. I've had top surgery. I've had FFS. And I still walk around and people, and, like, assume everybody just clocks me. When I'm like,
this looks great.
Oh my gosh. Hi. They're like, why is that dude talking like a chick? I'm like,
Smiths. Yeah, at the end of the day, to each their own, but just talk to somebody. It's not fucking hard.
Yeah, absolutely.
I wish I would have, it may have changed the way that things went in the long run, but I can't look back now because obviously I have a kid that I love, and my ex is a fantastic co-parent. And we did try to make it work. We did try to make it work for a solid 4 years after that. And it wasn't until January last year that we finally decided to separate. This is after my daughter turned 4, and it just wasn't working out. We constantly started building in frequency and arguments. And it was going to get to a point where we were going to end up having to go to court and like litigate this because we couldn't be around each other. I couldn't be around her. And it seemed very one-sided, and I'm like, I don't understand what's different. Like, I'm the same damn person. I just look differently. And people say, no, you're totally different. You act different. Like, I'm like, I don't feel like that. Like, the only thing that seems different is I feel fucking happy. Like, I feel so good.
That's what it is. I think they get like into the, like, they almost feel like they need to, like, you know, fix somebody. And like when we fix ourselves, they're like, well, wait, hang on. I can't fix this person. It's like, no, I'm really fucking happy. And they're like, I don't like you when you're happy. I'm like, that sucks for you, ding dong.
I started doing things where I'm like, okay, how do I make my partner happy? Like, okay, I play games too much. I take advantage of my daughters in like the Mama Roo, just bounce it around. So I'll sit there and I'll play games. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to cut back on the games. I'm going to try to do chores. All right, now I do dishes, I do laundry, like I do my part. We still start having these arguments. I'm like, okay, what do I have to do? How do I have to fill that gap? She's still unhappy. I'll start buying gifts. And like if you've ever done your love language, you know, like acts of service, like I wanted to do things to try to make this person happy. But if that's not their love language, they don't give a shit and it doesn't mean anything. They just want the communication. And I just... so wrapped up in my shit and my world, I didn't see that. And it sucks, but at the same time, I still think it's for the better that we are where we are, because I don't think the communication alone was what we were missing. There was something there that, I mean, I hinted at the beginning of it. This wasn't really what was wanted. And, you know, that's on me for leading this person on. So we are where we are. We're happy co-parents, and I think much better in communication with each other now, and can enjoy each other's company. We can go to a hotel and stay in the same room with our kid and do things, you know, travel with our kid still be separate and enjoy each other's company to a degree sometimes. There's still a shit that starts coming up where it's like, okay, so we can't spend too much time in proximity. Got it.
Yeah.
Let's try to hit that 48-hour mark sharp and get out of here.
That's exactly wherever it has to be.
You know, so finding that boundary, identifying it, and trying not to overstep. So it's just been such a learning curve. Now that I'm here, and now that we're here, I don't know exactly what's going to happen in the future, but I'm thankful that we haven't had to go through this legal process of court and just all of these other third parties. We've been able to manage things between each other. And I just, awesome. I feel genuinely happy, but there's other things that I haven't done. Like, I haven't seen anybody since we separated. It's been a whole damn year. It's very counterintuitive to the content side of things with the only thing. But I get people all the time that are like soliciting me, and I'm like, I'm just not looking for it right now. So like, I mean, subscribe to some solo shit, or just, I mean, Instagram is there. It's always there. So it's been hard trying to figure that out and identify what I want and how I want it. But at the same time, like this person before, I just thought I would be just such a fucking kink shamed monster when I transitioned, where like if it happened, I was just going to dive full bore into it.
Uh-huh.
And I haven't gotten there, you know, like the things that I did at 20, 19, 18, like after kind of discovering things, just I'm thankful to like be clean and to be healthy and to be alive. Because I mean, Craigslist at the time, holy shit! If you're a millennial, you know, and maybe younger, I hope not, but Craigslist was the Wild West, and you were just like putting shit out there, and people were linking up left and right. Like, oh, once I found that side of the internet, I was like, bam, okay, this is for me. And that's what I say. Like, I explored everything. I knew what I wanted. And when I had a relationship, I felt like, no, I did it. I checked all the boxes. I feel good. I feel fulfilled. Let's do this. And now I'm just like, okay, how do I dive back into that mindset that I had at 20 and at like 19 when I was just going and seeing people, complete strangers? Like, I don't have it now after 13 years of investing my time with somebody else. So,
Do you think it's, I mean, like, for me, I know that, like, I know the hormones have sort of neutered my sex drive, because, like, I want to be treated as a woman, but also I know that, like, I kind of, and in the inside, I feel imposter syndrome. So I'm like, if I were to go hang out with somebody, I have to like, oh yeah, oh my gosh, I love it when you do that. Like, yeah. I definitely like would do it better myself or differently. You know, you kind of like, you have to like pretend to like be this, I don't know, for me, it's like this innocent damsel to fully like imbibe this femininity. And eventually I'm just like, you know, somebody starts doing something wrong, I'm like, hang on. That's not how you do it. Hold up. Let me show you.
I am always on.
How would I do it right?
Mm-hmm. Like, I can't make myself vulnerable. And that's, I think, one of the really hard things to pass. You gotta try to figure that out. Like, how can you be vulnerable? I don't want to go out and put myself in that uncomfortable situation. Like, I'm terrified of all of that. So I ask myself that question. I'm like, nah, fuck it. You know, I'm just gonna play games online. But like, you guys just all went out and met up with each other. Uh-huh. The whole going out thing, like, I want the nightlife. I want to do the nightlife thing. And
it was terrifying.
I feel like I robbed myself of that at the same time, because I'm like, fuck, I don't really want to have to be vulnerable.
It was also a
huge piece of it.
Super depressing.
That's true.
Not being there and doing it, but leaving it.
Yeah.
And going back to what your life is.
This is me now.
Like, all of us hanging out together in that one spot, it felt like 2 weeks. And I definitely used it as escapism, and it was really good for me. But
yeah,
I stepped foot back on that plane, and I just crashed mentally. It was like, fuck. Yeah. Like, okay, I guess we're going back to what real life is now.
if suddenly things magically just could take off, if you could be just a content creator and that was it, you now have 40 hours a week minimum, you know, to invest in this whole other life of just being yourself. So when I see people doing it, I'm like, fuck, how do you get that? You know, and even with Mika and where she's at, you know, is still not there. Like, fuck, how do you get to where it becomes its own thing? And like, this is life now. Like, I just go and live a happy life and people love fucking seeing it.
Well,
like, it seems like it's completely fit. Like, it's not a real thing.
It's such a hard metric to hit. It's kind of like winning the lottery or some shit.
Yeah.
And I feel like, I mean, honestly, so like, I guess just to kind of get like, I feel like those people, it's a job. And so like, for instance, lately, like I, because of the move and because of, you know, the litany of things that are going on, I haven't posted on Instagram in a bit. Like a couple of days, maybe I don't know, longer, but like I haven't really, I've my only post have been like, hey, sorry, I haven't posted posts.
Yeah,
it was kind of like, I've tied you over, ding dongs. but I feel like with these content creators, they're like, they have to. It's like you can't have a bad day. You have to have a good day, and or you have to make your bad day seem like a good day, which I feel like is kind of like a job in and of itself. And so it's like, do you even really want that, where it's like you can't be off? Like, I know with some of these games, like I've started watching this guy, Noah J, on YouTube, and if he's not playing a video game, he's not making money.
Yeah.
And it's like, you can't be this dude like, look, I just want to sit around and just like watch TV.
Who is Ninja without games? Like,
yeah.
you know, yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, but then again, you have people who literally, like, they cook shit and they curse while doing it, or they review other people cooking shit and they're making it. And it's just like, okay, damn, like, is it just fleeting? Like, I'm seeing this now, but in a year, it's not going to be there? Or, like, will this become an empire in a year? And damn, I should have gotten in when I saw it and was like, I could fucking do that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's like any other market. It gets saturated, yeah. And then
yeah.
People split off and go do something else.
Well, it is fleeting though, because you have to basically settle in your niche. Here's my niche is like a trans gamer, but also then you have to fight with all the other trans gamers, and it's like, what makes you different than all the other ones? It's like, well, I mean, like, I always do it in this kind of underwear or something, you know, like something. Like, but like, you're like, what makes it so people are going to keep coming back and like wanting to watch you for,
Earth and Me, they showed their tits. So like, are you going to give me that? Or are you, are you just going to play games? Cause like, I want what Person B's giving, yeah. Honestly. Like, I don't know if I like this.
Yeah. Yeah, like take your top off. It's like, don't you want to see me like get to third tier in Modern Zombies? And they're like, no, just take your top off. Like, you just want me? You want to watch me run around tier one with my top off? And it's cool. Yeah,
that reminds me. There's literally one that will sit like, have the computer screen right here playing a game, but the camera is set up right here behind the chair that is flipped backwards. And this bitch literally just rides like a 9-inch dong while playing video games for hours.
Such good focus for one. Like, yeah. But then like also, I feel like you're desensitizing yourself to how fun that should be. I don't know, but maybe that's what I need. Maybe I just need a hamburger here and I just need to ignore it and I need to do something else. Like, or maybe that's what it is. Like, while just getting completely smashed, you're eating like carrots and broccoli and just like, I'm gonna make this a good thing for me because this is what I want for my life. I need to be healthy.
This is my niche.
Yes. You know, cool. Like one of those
I guess one of the things that I kind of like, I guess the reason that we came up with the podcast is I was like, well, what you mean, this could be that thing. It's like, you know, we do it once a week for, you know, a couple hours. I guess that's the other thing is like, I've started to realize, especially in production, being part of the production team and also being the production team, is like, you learn how long it takes to produce like a good video. Like I used to spend, when we used to make when I used to custom make the reels, it was an hour to 2 hours for each reel for a minute and a half little thing. Yeah. That 300 people would watch. And even these videos that, like, I mean, I like this one when it comes out, everybody watching this right now, I've probably spent about 3 hours making sure that this video looks good for you. You're welcome.
this is perfect. Like, don't feel like you have to do too much. I will shamelessly put myself out there at face value. Don't have to do too much.
I mean, we go through and add like all the transitions and then all the little like lower thirds and everything.
We don't need any more transitions. We've got three of them going on for an hour already. That's a shitty joke.
That's awesome.
But see, I feel like you guys have to be feeling it on your end as far as just the personal growth in doing this and having these conversations. You talk to so many people that are going through a transition or living life, like is them their genuine selves, and seeing that, seeing people on every bit of the spectrum, and like where they're at and how they're living and how comfortable 100%. Or uncomfortable they are, it's got to just do wonders for that side of things. Where it's just like, okay, like I'm not alone, and also, people are all over the place. So honestly, like, do I have it that bad or could it be worse? Mm-hmm.
I can't imagine. I can't tell you the people who reach out who were just like, hey, this one episode, you said something or your guest said something or this happened. And I just wanted to say like, it, you know, that was my moment. And it was something that you know, like this one small thing that's like completely in and out of our brains,
but yeah,
like very indelible in their mind. And they'll just be like, that stuck with me because of this and this and this experience. And the fact that like, we don't really ever take light of stuff, I guess we don't, I mean, we'll make fun of ourselves, but not really anybody else.
Yeah.
With a few exceptions.
Here's a few.
Oh, kilometers. But we honestly really like want to like put it out there that like, you know, we are real and this stuff is like, everybody goes through the kind of crap that we're going through, and it sucks for everybody. You know,
yeah.
Everybody thinks it's going to be this like, oh, you're so brave and you're so great and you're doing this because like, you're like, I can't believe it. It's like, I'm just trying not to kill myself. Ding dong. Yeah. And also
I'm not
like
fucking brave.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. It's like, I honestly, if like, I wish I weren't this way. Cause everybody's like, oh, isn't it so great to feel like yourself? It's like, I wish I could have felt like myself when I was David. Like David was fine. He was benefiting the fuck out of that white male privilege. So I was drinking that shit up.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, but one thing I did want, like you mentioned, like there were, you had these like fleeting memories when you were younger. I always have like the, like I have like these very like defined, like you can almost remember everything about the like one time in your life. Like I remember when I was like five, we were playing dogs and we were upstairs. I can almost see, like, I can still see the room and everything, like where everything was. And we were pretending, and I had to go ask my mom, I was like, can I pretend to be a girl dog? And she was like, okay. Like, I mean, she was probably drunk. Sorry, mom, if you're watching this. Whoops. But probably she was. Probably anyways, but you know, like these really indelible things in your mind that are like, that sticks with you. Like you can remember, those kind of like things where it's like, you said you're rifling through your mom's clothes. Do you remember like going through and finding one and being like this one? And you can like,
there are definitely, I mean, in the dozens instances that I remember, but like when I try to think of it in the scope of like time, I feel like I'm either hiding that side of me like crazy, or things just came and went and I just didn't want to retain those memories. But like, there's so many things where, because my mom, and she won't watch this, so I feel pretty confident. She had like things from when she was younger that she kept in just a separate drawer. So it was perfect where there was like sexy singlets and stuff. And man, if I could have transitioned when I was 14 or 15. Don't get me wrong. If I could have, like, I feel like I would be miles above where I'm at. Mm-hmm. But again, I'm not going to judge that because I'm where I am and I'm happy with what I've got. But when I think about, like, I'm so on the fence about other people and their lives and the fact that so many people are trying to litigate what they can do with themselves and how far they're allowed to go to validate themselves. Because I look back and I'm like, damn, if I would have started then, but to get on it, I would just admire myself for hours. I would get home. My mom wouldn't get home for 2 hours. My brother would go fuck around with his friends. So I just had all this time at home to myself. And that's what I started doing, was I would just go down and I would start just dressing up and admiring myself and just fooling around, like just looking at myself and taking it in this, you know, full-length mirror. And I would do that constantly. And there was a time my mom came home early and I hid in the dryer. So like, as I was small enough at the time, like I crammed into the dryer because her room was the basement. There was no place to go when she came home. When I heard the steps hit the floor, like, and we were always out, so she had no idea that I was home. But at the same time, had she just decided, oh, I'm going to pick up and I'm going to do laundry, like, fuck are you doing in here? I sat in there and I waited until I started hearing steps again upstairs. And then I hit, like, because it's one of those where the front of the house is at this level, but there's a hill, and then the basement has its own like door.
Yeah.
As soon as I heard the stairs back upstairs and like steps, I booked it to the door. I left it unlocked because it only locked from the inside. So I had a conversation about that. I was just like, yeah, I went downstairs because it was faster to get to the backyard. Like whatever bullshit I had to say to make an excuse. But like, I was always so fucking terrified that if somebody sees me, like there would be instances where friends are coming over and for whatever reason, for that quick fix, that validation, just that feeling, that rush, I would still go down. I would dress up. I'd do whatever. And then I would change back and I would go upstairs. Like I would hear the door upstairs and somebody's knocking on the door and I'm fucking dressed up downstairs. And like, this sounds like a scene out of some porn or something. But again, kids and trying to keep an innocent mindset. I fucking change real fast. Seems real fast. And I run upstairs and they've been sitting up at the door for like 10 minutes. And just the feeling of that at the time, I can't describe it. Like even thinking about it was such a feel good for me. Just the way that I felt for those minutes. And then that carried with me the whole day.
That you got away with it. Like, I mean, what, I mean, not really yeah, that you got away with
I
it.
I kind of
like,
almost wish that it wouldn't have happened in that way so much, because if somebody would have caught me and just had a conversation, maybe again, we would be miles ahead of where we are.
I remember like the first bathing suit I ever got that was mine was like Grand Cayman. We were down there. Okay. I was like 12 years old. And I remember going down, like I had like $50 and I went down to this little bodega and was like, my sister wanted me to get her a bathing suit. She's my twin sister, so she's about my height. And so the guy comes over and like looks it against me. And because of course I'm not gonna like go over and sort of rifle through it myself. I was like, I needed to have a backstory of why I needed to do this thing. And so he gives it to me and I ran a 4 minute mile back to the back to the hotel room and just kept that thing and coveted it for like forever. But it's like, had somebody caught me and been like, what is this about? I mean, I imagined being in Virginia in the 90s, it probably would have been a little bit like, you know, we're going to put you, we're going to electroshock therapy is still illegal technically. Oh, here.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause that did happen to me. I did get caught when I was younger.
Curious.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
It's, I don't know, the feel good that came from that. And if I could have just at that time been that person, I see people who like in high school and stuff, identified the way that they felt genuinely in the happiness that they at least put out there. I was like, man, if I had the balls to tell everybody how I feel behind closed doors, but of course not, you know, I'm going to go out there and I'm going to ridicule somebody who's acting feminine and I'm going to be that person that has to overly masculinize myself to overshadow that side of me. So constantly, because that makes me feel good, just hiding behind bullying somebody else.
Yeah.
Meet somebody who, like, I remember meeting like a couple people who like trans people, you know, in my like early 20s and meeting them and being like, in my mind, I was just like, I'd be like, oh yeah, good to meet you. And then after I'd be like, I am so jealous, like in my head, but I never had the like guts to verbalize that because it's like, you don't want to be seen as like this, like lesser, I guess, of like, you don't want to be seen. Like, I feel like we all kind of think of this. And I mean, I know a lot of people get mad when I say this, but like, it's a mental like deficiency. We all think of it as like this mental problem that we have. And it's like a deficiency. And I know a lot of people get mad when they're like, don't think of it as a mental illness. And it's like, well, but like, wouldn't you be happy loving your body if like your brain and your body could like have synced up earlier?
Well, I think regardless, you can't tell yourself at the time like, no, this isn't an okay way to feel. Like, once you start feeling that way and you start like downing yourself in that way, like, it's not like you can just be like, oh no, it's cool. Like, this is super PC now, and everything's cool. Like, regardless, you are your own worst enemy. You're gonna tell yourself the worst thing. You're gonna be like, this is probably just some stupid shit and some mental illness. Or maybe I'm just like, what if people just aren't seeing or are seeing a side of me that I feel like I'm not putting out there? And I seem like a complete idiot. Or however. Well, like, I don't know. I've downed myself so many times.
Well, that was kind of like why I went back. I mean, so like, cause I came out in 2017, I think. And, you know, that was when I started seeing a therapist. And when I first went on hormones, I was on hormones for a month. And then I got off of it and went back in the closet. I told everybody, I was like, here's my therapist just brainwashing me. And I went back in the closet. Cause in my head, I was like, I'm too old. I was like, that was it. 7 years ago, I was, you know, I was 31. I was too old. I was too tall, being 5'10". And I was, no one was going to love me, which turned out to be true. And also one of the things that I told myself is, and what like my ex-wife also says, like, you're going to be an ugly girl. And the fun part is now sending pictures and be like, remember that? Remember that? Don't, like, you know, lock up your boyfriend, baby. Cause,
steal that bitch.
You know, like, I feel like we all just kind of have this like idea. We talk ourselves out of it like that. Like, it's like, I'm going to be ugly. I'm going to be I'm too old. I'm too tall. And it's like, first off, it's never going to go away. You're never going to not want to do this. You're going to, like, the only thing is in 10 years, when you rethink about doing it, you're going to be older. You're going to be, you're going to want it more because you couldn't do it before. And, you know, and you're going to have less time to enjoy yourself. So
yeah. I don't have the confidence for that. I could never do that or like be that person. They have confidence that I don't have. It doesn't matter. Like, just the feeling that comes with not having to constantly have that weight on your shoulders of what if I do transition and doing it. Maybe it's not for you, and maybe you do step back, but like, baby steps, you know, you don't have to go full bore. And, you know, like you said, so it's been a while for you as far as like when you decided to transition and then stepping out of it and then stepping back into it. You didn't immediately go out and say, well, I have the money. I'm going to get facial feminization surgery. Like, I'm going to get tits. I'm going to get bottom surgery. I'm going to double. Yeah. But see, at that point, you're like, no. This feels worse than that.
Yeah,
I know
compounds. Yeah. Every year you don't do it when you think you should. That was the hardest part. It's like, I remember my ex-wife being like, hey, can we talk about this for like, let's go see the therapist and we'll talk about it for a couple months. And it's like, every month, every day, every second that I'm not progressing towards who I want to be, I'm losing a second of being who I want to be. And so I was like, I need to start 10 years ago. I need to start, but, real quick, I did one of the things you said that kind of like it stuck with me. And I swear, like you mentioned, like you would have done it sooner, but you're happy. Like you're glad you didn't because, and one of the things I always like to ask people is like, I know I benefited like crazy from that white male privilege. Like I wouldn't be in this place where I can afford to basically like go out and have FFS like just on a whim because of my company. But like, do you feel like you benefited from waiting as long as you did to like waiting later in life and like getting those experiences and also that like benefits of being who you were?
Oh, man, because when I transitioned, it was just this perfect storm. Like, I didn't experience any pushback at work with the overly conservative coworkers that I bounced back and forth with, at home with family members, anybody who's like said things, they either just kept that shit to themselves or moved past it. And I almost wanted somebody to get in my face because at that point I had waited so damn long. Like I was ready to throw hands. Like, tell me this isn't for me. Yeah. Tell me.
Get a girl.
You know, like white chicks, that moment where like, what the fuck did you just say? Hold my purse. Hold my purse.
I mean, like, that's why I built lefty and righty here. So
yes.
Like,
and maybe it's, you know, okay, 6'2", broad, pretty built still. Like, maybe that's intimidating in that fact, but I've found myself building connections I don't think I could have any time prior with other individuals. Or maybe I just, at the time, can't see myself as having that confidence to have come out and done it. My work, thankfully, was like so perfect in the fact that, and there were so many mistakes that happened in doing this, but walked me through and helped me with coming out to the 100 plus people I work with in this big warehouse. And then from there, like, I came out to people that, like, friends and extended family on Facebook. Before that, I had slowly started coming out to, like, one or two people at a time. But then, like, I just sent a mass message out to everybody saying, hey, this is me, you know, if you don't like it, fuck it. Like, so, you know, like, I'm genuinely happy now, and I would love to reconnect. I apologize for, pushing you guys out. But I was going through some shit, and, like, I didn't feel like anything felt right. And this is me now. Like, everything feels really good. So, hit me up sometime.
I mean, one of the things I always say is, like, because people are, I know that a lot of people hate us for doing this, for being us. But one of the things I always say is, like, look, I like me. I like me. I've never liked me this much. I traded hating myself for everybody else hating me, but, like, but I love myself. And, like, you know, everybody else used to love standard white guys. Like, oh, you're a white nerd and writes computer stuff. Cool. And, like, now they're like, wait, you're a trans chick. That's kind of weird. It's like, yeah, but I don't want to kill myself. Y'all do, clearly, but I don't. So
sure. Like, a lot of how I think and feel doesn't align with, like, the blanket community expectation. And I'm totally fine with that. Like, where I stand on certain topics doesn't match up with a lot of my peers. And I can't put that out there because then also they're going to feel indifferently towards me. But I just, there's things that I feel like people are overly invested in. And the fact that I'm not constantly being that, like, excessive advocate for everything.
Yeah,
it's a benefit because all of the people I've dealt with, they see it, and I come on very, very easily, and I am enjoying conversation. It doesn't matter what we're talking about. My diehard Trump coworkers, great. I don't care.
Yeah,
like, let's.
Well, they're like, I like you. I don't like. I don't get it, but I like you. Like, I have Trump friends who are like, hey, I don't get it. But you're my friend, and I'm happy that you're happy. And I'm like, yeah.
But if you just stop and have a conversation with people, if you just put aside your individual feelings and, like, directly communicate with another human being at that level, it almost never goes wrong. Unless you now are asserting yourself, you are doing the same damn thing in reverse. And if you can't see how that person also doesn't like that, like, there's no special privilege that's there. There's no. You identify as yourself and you're happy, so now you can assert yourself over others. No. Like, you've got to eat that. You were that person that let people walk on you then, but now you're confident and you can have a confident conversation and show people that you are this person and you're happy being this person. And I'm still the same person that will have a conversation with you about why Ted is such, I can't even speak. Ted is such a fucking dick. Let's get real. Because,
people
don't want to relate. They refuse to meet in the middle now. And it's on both sides. And it's fucking awful. I hate seeing people that want to just make things identity politics all the time. Like, another human being that just wants to fucking talk about some other shit for once. Like, God, Taylor Swift, I love her, but why is she in football? You know, let's talk about that.
I think the other thing that we need to is knowing that people are going to honestly fuck up. They're not like, no one's going to, like, they're going to accidentally call you he, him. And they don't mean to, unless they mean to, you don't need to, like, that. That's not a hill you need to die on. And, like, for me, like, people will generally, my Trump supporting friends are just curious. They're just like, look, like I just want to know what it's like and why like all these people are so mad at me for not understanding. And don't yell at them. Like if they don't understand, don't yell at them for like, you know, can you imagine being in like second grade and like, what's the letter that's after Q? And they're like, you don't know? Like, damn it, this is not good. Like, learn. Get better.
Granted, I feel like, you know, 90s kids, you know, we maybe bullying is still just as excessive as it was, but like people were just brutal. And I don't think that that's necessarily a bad thing. I am me for all of that. But at the same time, why be that as an adult? Why be that person? Like, didn't you grow up?
Just have grace.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like, people are going to screw up and they're not going to know. And honestly, like, I feel like we have to be these liaisons to be like, look, like, sweetheart, I know that you don't know anything about trans and I'll be here to like answer your questions. I know your questions come from a place of kindness because you're my friend. And that's why I'm not going to yell at you when you say he, him, and you call me David. That's fine.
Yeah.
But like, you know, like as long as you're not like coming at you, like, you know, you're a dude, right? I'm like that. Okay. Ding dong. That's like aggressive. But like, you're basically like, so why did you want to get rid of it? Or why do you want to get rid of it? I'm like, well, cause I got an Audi and I want an Innie.
Well, like, but, yeah. The most bold-faced thing that somebody came and told me, and this was at work, and in just pure innocence, though, at the same time, was a coworker of mine came up and was like, hey, you know, can I ask you a question? So you're, like, a woman now. Does that mean you're going to cut your dick off? I'm like, damn, okay, like, real fucking bold and out of left field. Did not expect that. Well, two things. I don't really know, because the maintenance that comes with that, like, I don't know if you know, but it's one of those things, like, it doesn't lubricate.
It was an honest question.
It's got a lot of things that you have to do to upkeep. Like, you have to lubricate that bitch daily or whatever. I don't know if I'm ready for that. I can't get my oil changed at any time, you know, like,
and he's now gonna go back with like a lot more knowledge about that and be like, wow, I didn't realize it was such a process and that you had like put so much thought into it. And he's gonna go back with like an understanding, as opposed to if you were like, what do you mean? That's so rude. You're like, wow, this, I got yelled at by a trans, or, well, you wouldn't say trans person, but, and like immediately be like, it's like you get bit by a snake and you're like, well, now all snakes are bad. But it's like, but I love your like explanation of like, well, there's a lot of maintenance, and it's like, yeah, exactly. When you tell them, it's like, why it's not so easy. It's just sort of like, ducking it in.
Because then you sometimes get it on the other side where they're like, well, why don't you just go and do that? You know? And then, cause I'll be like, yeah, you know, I really, it takes me a minute to get over the feeling or to gain the confidence to go out in a bathing suit. It's hard. You're like, well, why don't you just get rid of it? Like, it's like, it's just not that easy.
It's
expensive, even with insurance helping me. And like, thankfully most insurance companies cover gender affirming surgeries now, but like, who knows how long that's going to last in the current climate of things and the back and forth. It'll come back, sure, because it's common sense, but like, I'm not going to wait, you know, for some of these things. Like for top surgery, when I found out insurance would help on that, I was like, oh fuck, okay, that just got a lot cheaper, like, let's pull the trigger. Did I know I was going to be single, and would I have maybe gone a little bit bigger knowing that now? Like, probably, you know, but I was like, damn, I'm locked down. I don't have to worry about that. I just need a little bit of validation.
So one of the questions that I get a lot, and tell me if you get this too, is, and I even got it on like a Facebook post, and my cousin freaked out on the guy for even asking it. But it was like, are you like, you were interested in girls before? Are you still interested in girls or interested in guys? And like, for me, I'm like, look, honestly, I've just discovered that like both are fine. Like, you know, I'm more interested in the person than what's on the outside. I like, you know, I like the wine, not the bottle, as David from Schitt's Creek would say. But like, you know, I mean, honestly, it's an honest question, and people are like freak out. They're like, well, why are you asking about their sexuality? You're trying to date. And I'm like, no. I'm fine. It's a question. And yeah. I like, no, I'm still like, especially if you're still like into girls, like, yeah, I'm still into girls. Why not?
I definitely still consider myself bi. Well, now consider myself bi. I was never forthcoming and out about the fact that, like, hell yeah, like, I could get dick down at any point and be totally cool with it. But also, I was in a healthy relationship, so I do that in the past? Yeah, but...
I totally didn't mean to ask the question. I meant to say...
I'm throwing an answer out there. Like, no, I'm not even going to ask that question, and this is just be how I come back with it. I'm like, yeah, like...
I'm looking for the Fruit Loops, okay?
I think, like, as soon as I tell them, like, holy shit, like, Gwen Stefani's going back on tour, no doubt's going to be a thing again. Like, she is so fucking... Damn. And they're like, you know what? I don't know why. I just thought that you really like dudes now all of a sudden. I was like, no, it goes both ways. It's totally cool. It doesn't matter how we get there organically. Like, that is always something people are thinking about. Because I think a lot of men still live in that, like, really insecure bubble. And not to offend anybody, but this person is transitioning now and I can't talk to them like a normal human being anymore. Because what if they like me? Like, ugh, I don't want this person to like me because I'm not into that. It's like, no, you can't stop that. Like, when you see that person who looks beautiful and you're like, damn, she's really attractive, same damn thing's going to happen to you at some point. I mean, I would like to think that happens to me. You know, you've got low self-confidence if you don't think people are checking you out.
Yeah,
people just, they hit it at face value and they're like, fuck, like, oh, is this person going to like me or something? Ugh.
I mean, honestly, our last episode, I did expose my formula that I have now. Okay. I have a formula for why every cis guy should love a trans girl, and it's like, and I mean, I'll do it real quick, but like,
and just like,
well, so it's the professor lenses guy. Every cis guy should love a trans girl because, first off, it's taking one other guy out of the competition, like pool. There's one less person in the competition. Also, there's one more girl in the other pool, like in the availability pool. So you're losing competition, you're gaining opportunity. And if instead of us, like if we take out, say we go for another guy in the pool, we're taking out another guy from the pool. So essentially, we're equating to. You're losing two guys and you know, you're basically the other pool is remaining neutral because we're going over there taking one of them out, and then so you're losing competition. You lose two guys of competition because of trans girls. It's like,
so like I don't know the metrics, but like look at India and how miserable some of those dudes are, and maybe that's why they're hitting me up constantly and like Instagram. I don't know why that's a thing, but I'm just like,
the number's so high.
Indian dudes have such a hit for me.
Sorry. I'm definitely engaged to several guys. 1.5
or 1.7 billion people, whatever it's at right now, and they don't want to have daughters because it means they're gonna have to pay for shit. Like, because you're the parents of the daughter. So like, because of tradition and culture, they have dwindled down their female population. And now there's so many men. And to think about that in that same regard, like, is that what you want? Is that what you want? Because that's what we can have.
You've got a great workforce. Honestly, and
I will totally compete for you for her. But she's going to be unhappy, you know, and I mean, I will win because if I've got the confidence to do this, like I will go and ask her for a relationship and I will commit to that for another 28 years to something I don't really care about. Like I've done it before. It was way harder. Trust me, as long as we can enjoy one simple thing together, I think I could check that box. You're still insecure about me. Like I will show her a little bit of security and confidence and she will love it. So be that person, you know, stop thinking about me.
Damn.
Honestly.
Wow.
be confrontational, but also be inviting. That's another thing.
Invitationally confrontational. I like it.
I'm gonna hit you up and we're just gonna like I'm gonna do a group chat and we'll just like decompress or what do you call it debrief on all the so many
I mean what are we at now, you know, this has been an hour. I don't know on a specific thing, you know, well, but
that's like, what this is.
This, well, but I enjoy just getting into shit and unpacking things.
One of the things that I love about the way that we do this, and especially like the way that you like carry yourself, like the way that you talk about life, and the, or I guess view life, and it's just like it's real. And I feel like we need a lot more of this in like the trans community. One of the reasons that we started the podcast is to get opinions like yours, because it's just so honest and like,
yeah.
And I mean, and it's not one of these like cookie cutter things that a lot of people are like, oh, these trans girls are very like dainty and offensive, you know, they're very easily offended. It's like, no, fuck, dude, whatever. And they're like, they don't like when you say dude. I'm like, dude, I don't care, like, fuck, whatever.
People in the community who hear somebody else say things like that feel the need to like make the correction or at least address it with me afterwards. Like maybe there's some PTSD there. I'm like, no, it's totally cool. I get it. This person is going to say, man, they say man to everything, man. Do you know what I'm talking about, man? I know. And dude, same damn way.
Yeah.
Unless you're doing it maliciously. And like, I pick up on that intent. I really don't care. And why are you caring so much? Because again, this is your time and you're investing it to that person. Is that what you want?
Well, and like, especially when like, when it's somebody who comes over, like, especially like people at work say you guys, because I say y'all and they're like, look at this fucking bumpkin over here. But I say, like, people say you guys, and anybody who comes up and's like, hey, is that okay? I'm like, hey, way to highlight the fact that I'm trans. Like,
yeah.
Like, the fact that you, like, that you clocked me.
I was totally happy just being included, you know?
I know that the person who said you guys was a chick and basically was like, yeah, like, you guys to another chick. But the fact that you came over to make sure that I was okay made sure that, that I know that you clocked me. Thank you. Social justice warriors. It's like, I'm fine. And I'm going to get canceled for this. And it's gonna get,
listen, we haven't, as long as we haven't gotten into sports, what's another really racy topic right now? Sports is a big one. People don't want to hear my opinion. People don't want to hear, because again, just, I don't know.
I like your opinion.
Just to break it down, I am pro just everything going virtual. And like, people will watch people play NFL games now. So like, if people are willing to watch two people play a sports game, like if I hate watching soccer, people will watch people play soccer on a video game. So the world is eventually going to a point where you will be able to plug in and virtually be a soccer player on a soccer team. Doesn't matter what you are, because it's going to be stats based. I see that world coming and rolling everybody because they want to be so divisive on things. And I'm bored because I want to watch football where it's a bunch of fucking mech suits or robots just tearing each other apart. Like, I'm here for the future. Like
battle bots.
Give me that. Yes. Like I don't want to watch human beings doing this. And here's the benefit. How much are we paying these people that we don't have to pay mindless robots? Or maybe we give them minds. I don't care, you know?
Hey, like,
whatever makes it entertaining.
Are you saying taking their gerbs? Are you talking about the robots taking their gerbs? I mean, honestly, like as a software person, people are like, "Oh, you're just making my job obsolete." It's like, I'm just making your job more efficient. Like, yeah. Like, can, like, if you didn't have to do this task, would you like do the other thing? And like, yeah, I'd just be more effective, and I get to go home sooner. It's like, exactly.
Yeah.
You'd work, instead of working a 10-hour day, you'd work an 8-hour day like a normal person. And it's like, that's what we're trying to do, ding dong. But I digress. Sorry, that's getting into
it. I think I have watched and like read way too many isekai, other world mangas and animes that I want to live in this like fantasy level based world. I would much rather live in that world than deal with the divisiveness here. Like, give me that. Let me be reincarnated in another world and like have a points based system where I can just level up. You know, man, wouldn't things be fucking easy?
Yeah, like some Ready Player One shit.
Yeah. Well, so like, I don't know if you guys get into the mangas or like anime.
I get into the animes.
I'll defer to Brie because I think she's.
Yeah.
So like, I was diehard Dragon Ball Z, and I didn't really experience a whole lot more in the anime world than like Toonami back in the day.
Oh yeah.
Right, some throwback, yeah. Little robot dude.
Yeah. That's awesome.
And then I started watching like Sword Art Online on Netflix, and I loved the shit out of that. And then I started diving into this isekai world, and they're like reincarnation or summoned to another world kind of thing. There's so much there, and I feel like I'm fucking addicted to it because just the idea, like, I'm done with all of the shit here. Like, let me get hit by a car and reincarnated in this other world where shit is just totally awesome and this isn't even an issue, because I'm ready for it. Like, I love the way that a lot of animes and stuff identify trans characters because they can poke fun but also be inclusive, and people just can't do that in real life, you know?
Absolutely.
To say, for somebody to be like, oh, you find them attractive, you know, they're a guy, right? You know, and everybody at the end of that, not to be completely devastated and to move past and something to actually happen there with the characters, like people still developed and moved forward. Like, I'm for that. Do I want people to be completely like complete assholes and shit on other people? No. But do I think that we can see that, move past that, and that person can feel like shit for it afterwards and like apologize or however they have to then move beyond it? Like, I'm here for it. I'm waiting for us to get to that stage where we can just enjoy each other, you know, and move past. Like, I feel like so many people are closeted into the trans thing. And maybe that's why they fucking hate it so much. Like, I don't know. I don't know how you identify it. Because Jesus Christ, like, nobody's after your children. Nobody's after, like, your livelihood. Yeah.
Well, and like, once when we're not the, like, the hate subject du jour. It's like, I mean, because they used to hate the gay community. And then everybody's like, you know what? I know a bunch of gay people and they're fine. And like, eventually they're going to stop seeing us as these like rage queens that are out there, like just trying to like lambast everybody for like using the wrong pronouns. And they're like, I know it's all the people who are like, I'm not trans, but I like these pronouns. It's like, I mean, cool, but like, you're kind of shitting on me when I'm trying to change mine because I like define myself differently.
So people are going radically in that direction now to the point where, again, they identify as an animal or furries, or so like, and I'm not hating on anybody who has a certain identity, but it took me a long time just to grow like comfortable and familiar with they, them, and why somebody would want to kind of identify in between the non-binary spectrum. And then that started growing, and now you have Zeds, Zers, Zed. It got to where now, I think, what did they say, like 90-something pronouns? Or is it over 100 now?
180-something.
Okay, your goal is inclusion and inclusiveness, and you want to get people bought in that are already struggling with just seeing he's as hers and hers as him's, you're completely ruining that. And I'm not hating on anybody again at the same time. Like, if it makes you happy, great.
But don't get mad at folks. I don't know
who can live that life 100%. Like, are you, if you put on the tail and ears 100% of the time and that's how you live your life, like, great. But man, it is getting so hard now and people are buying out. The people that are talking to me and like, oh, cool, you are an actual decent human being. They felt tapped out because they start seeing this radical idea that's happening where people can identify as whatever they want. And again, not hating it. I don't know how you fit that into the same box. It's causing people to now double down against it. And now they're pushing back to where they're like, I don't want that. Like, especially I was fine with mad you.
At somebody for messing it up. When you get like somebody said, like you say, oh, they, them, and they're like, oh, you know, she, they, and they're like, no, that's like, rah, 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 rah. And it's like, you can't get mad at folks for messing it up because like people have 10 other things. Like if people have 10 things on their mind, your pronouns are probably not one of those 10.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So if they screw it up, have some fucking grace. Like, maybe be like, hey, by the way, if it hurts you that much, you snowflake, maybe tell them the first time, and then if they do it again and it hurts you again, maybe be like, hey, that really sucks, and maybe I'm not going to talk to you anymore. But don't yell at them, like, dingus. That's such a dingus thing to do.
Yeah.
I guess one of the things that you said is like I realizing how you identify as the they them. And the only thing that I want to get your thoughts on this is the only I always question the they them. I never understood it. I was like, why, like, which one do you feel like? The only reason that I ever like really fully understood it is like I talk like this and I look like this and I'm like, hang on. I kind of feel like when people say she, her, I'm like, on the inside, I'm like, that's. I fooled them. And so I feel like the they, them, that kind of like it matches that personality of like,
yeah,
I look like this, but I feel like this.
Also, and what took me a minute was realizing exactly what I was telling people was the same damn thing. But then this is where I can't see beyond that. Because like when I'm now internalizing it, I'm like, I constantly told people that, well, all you have to do is say, cat's over there. Cat was doing this. I saw a cat doing that, or cat walked that way. In any circumstance, you would use he, him, them, they. Use the name. How hard is that? So like, if you are uncomfortable saying she or her, all I'm asking is you don't use he or him. And you can just use my first name and address me. Like, I never, so cat online, but I've never changed my actual legal name. And I'm totally cool with that. So I'm like, dude, use my name. It's not hard. I use your name when I'm talking about you to somebody else. So I think when people finally like unlock that thought process, it's like, oh, okay. Like I could see how I could acknowledge they and them without having to gender it. Now, how do I work they and them into that conversation? Like, it's hard. You're pluralizing something, or it sounds like you're pluralizing something. But yeah, I don't know. I was talking to your friend. They're such a dick. Okay, there. Was that plural? Or were you just talking about that person saying they're such a dick? You know, okay. They, them. You do this shit already. You just haven't unpacked it. So it took me a minute to get comfortable with it. But that doesn't mean like I still see the people and I acknowledge the people the same. If you're they and them, great. It's just, I was using this watered down formula of like, I'm just going to use their name so I don't fuck it up. And even now I still miss the they, them sometimes. And it starts sounding weird because now I say this person's name way too damn much. So I'm slowly making the corrections, but even I, you know, a radical left trans person, you know, damn radical left trans liberal. I am understanding it, and I am starting to still get familiar with it. So
the thing, my dad, the religious, he's a religious conservative, but he's also like kind of like mid ground because he's like a Biden conservative, which is weird.
Yeah.
But he always says having grace, and I'm like, I don't really get a lot from him. Other than his old nose, which I fixed, and my innate ability to make a fuck ton of money, but this whole having grace thing is big. It's like, have grace, like be kind, be forgiving, and you know, like just I don't know, be good.
So definitely. All right, yeah. There's something that's been racking my mind that I've been trying to hang on to, and I'm going to lose that thought if I don't put it out there. Bree, you did get caught playing with the idea of, what was it? Was this wearing clothes or whatever the situation was? So me and Danny were talking about, like, nobody's ever clocked us, and we haven't had that issue. No, I wanted to see if that was something that you would unpack there a little bit.
Damn cat.
That all was right. Like,
I see that photographic was like a memory.
Year ago.
No, I am a horrible person with memory, and this is the one thing that's been in the back of my mind stopping me from like moving forward at this conversation where I'm like, no, I need to double back to that.
Yeah, Bree's story is really good. It's actually like it's questioning. I mean, when I heard it the first time, I was like, wait, what does this mean? So anyways,
okay. Bree, is it cool? Is that,
wait, now I don't know if I'm going to get the story right. What the fuck are you talking about?
No. Okay.
No, Danny.
I was talking about dressing up in
I know what
never
you're
getting caught. And then we started getting into Danny had also mentioned, we started having the conversation of if somebody would have only just caught us and said something, or if that conversation would have happened then when we're fooling around with stuff and being risque, things could have been different. And you had said, well, I actually did get caught.
Yeah. I can't believe you held on to that for so long.
Sorry.
Well, that is such a typical woman thing to do. Though.
Memory.
You just hold on to things forever.
the reason that I say it causes question for me is because like, and Bree will get into it, but I feel like it was never fully addressed. Like it may actually like lend to why we all are glad we actually didn't get caught, because Bree did get caught. But Bree, tell the story. But like, the reason that I question is like, is it a good thing we didn't get caught? Because I feel like your story lends credence to the maybe it wouldn't have gone as well. Like, we all would have been like, hey, maybe everybody would have been like, hey, let's question this thing as a question it in like an open minded mentality.
Yeah.
Anyways, Bree, I apologize.
No, you're fine. Do you want to tell it?
No. I know it. So I love your story, though.
So I started pretty young. I was in elementary school, and I was in charge of the lost and found for the school, and we would clear it out at the end of the year. And I remember being in like third, fourth, fifth grade, one of those, and we're clearing it out, and I had my backpack in there, and I was shoving all the girls' shit that I could into my backpack and taking it home. And I had this big metal trunk in my room that had my initials on it. I had it forever. And that's where I kept my stash, and I had a lock on it. And it was blatantly obvious that there was something in there that, you know, my mom wouldn't, I didn't want my mom to find. But I went and stayed.
Mother's curiosity.
Oh, fuck. Yeah. Fuck my life. Mother's curiosity. So I would go stay with my dad in the summertime because they got divorced early. And while I was gone that summer, I would leave for like 2-3 months. I come home and the lock is gone off of this trunk. And I'm like, oh, fuck. And there's nothing in there. So, of course, there's radio silence. Nothing happens. Nothing happens. Nothing happens. I go to therapy. I get sent by my parents, who decided to send
me. Nobody had a direct conversation with you.
No.
This is,
they're like, okay, this is not normal. You need to go to not the good kind of therapy, but kind of the pray the gay away therapy. So,
we go get you therapy.
I will remind everyone watching this and everyone in the room that this was Texas in the 90s. Yep. So, and I tell everybody now who asks, why did you wait so late? Why did you fuck your marriage into the ground? And you know, why did you just lead these people on? I didn't lead anybody on. I was attempting to have conversion therapy. Life.
Fucking sucks.
Yeah. And why the fuck would I come out in Texas in the 90s, especially after my experience? So that just led to more secrecy and more everything else because of what my parents did. I love them to death, but it ingrained in me what I was doing was deviant. It needed to be hidden, and I needed to do it more in private, and it was not to be told to the world. So,
and I mean,
and if it were the 60s, you would be a freaking vegetable because they would just shock the hell out of you and torture you.
Yeah.
And honestly, one of the things
far like, from now,
yeah,
one of the things that I, the reason that whenever somebody says that this is like like we're choosing to do this and this is like when did you decide that you were trans? It's like. And anybody out there who's listening, who's like thinks that this is like a choice and something like that we enjoy doing, I ask my therapist, I was like, is there any way you can just shock me in the brain, and like make me enjoy the body that I'm in? And she was like, that's not legal. And I was like, yeah, but is there medication I could take to make me not feel this way?
Yeah,
make me enjoy this body, because. Honestly, like, it would be great to have liked myself.
Yeah,
to
Ritalin not when you were 10, and then you would just be slow as shit and, like, get developmental.
Like, honestly, I told her, I was like, I would rather lose a bunch of IQ points than hate my body, like, hate myself this much.
Oh, yeah.
And the fact that anybody out there can ever question that this is a choice that we made, and that this is like something that we choose to do. It's like I would lose. I'd become like average intelligence. If sorry, a little self promotion.
You're good.
No, it was like I'd become less. I would love being less smart if it meant that I didn't hate myself. And honestly, like. Yeah, anybody who thinks this is a choice, it's not. And if you think we put ourselves through the amount of shit that I've done to my face,
100%.
Oh, and the shit I'm about to do to my face, Jesus.
Oh yeah,
hell yeah.
Yeah. Well, so we've been going up for almost 2 hours.
No, yeah, I was told you guys were going to ask me, like, you know, some stuff. I wasn't sure what to expect. What's going on?
We were railroading a little bit.
All right.
Yeah.
Cold open. All right, here we are. Girls.
Do you know the standard question?
No, I know you're going to ask me like a song.
That'd be the standard question.
Yeah, is that the standard question? Right.
Well, so when I was first transitioning, I started thinking, I was like what? How do I put a theme song to this? Like, how do I and so it kind of became the question of like, what's your transition theme song? Because like I listened to the song Super Bloom by Mr. Wise, and it's like I never thought that I'd make it, but I came out the other side and I was like, that describes my transition. And I was like, this is my transition theme song. And I started to realize like everybody has a song that kind of like either inspired them or kept them through it. Or after the fact, like basically, like memorialized their former self. Do you have one of those songs?
So, like, I didn't really put thought into it until this was kind of, like, prefaced earlier. So, yes, like, there's countless songs that I feel like I've really related to over time. But, like, to get into, like, the, like, meta side of it, 100% typo negative, I don't want to be me. Like, that is a song. That is a song that I didn't understand why I liked it at the time. That kind of hit me late. And then I was so happy and reminded of it because because I listen to a lot of really heavy bands. Another band I listened to, Trivium, covered that song. Uh-huh. So, do you know, God, he's the supporting character, Short Round guy in Fantastic Beasts. I don't know what the hell else he's in.
Oh,
he's
familiar. Mr. Kowalski.
He's been in a lot of different things. No, so this is
Kowalski.
What is his name? Eddie Redmayne's friend.
Eddie Redmayne's
Muggle friend.
Yeah,
in the Fantastic Beasts.
Uh-huh.
So in the music video for the typo negative song, he is like cross dressing as Marilyn Monroe. Like he's going through all of these different like dressing up as celebrities. So like he also does like Michael Jackson. He does the lead singer of typo negative. It is so bizarre. And like I almost want to find all of the instances of these musicians I love just cross dressing for a video because. Tell me at the time, you know, 80s, 90s, early 2000s, that that's not just some closeted shit and just like, I really like this, but it's not okay, so I'm just going to play with the idea. But you're also wealthy enough that you can do this shit behind closed doors and enjoy it to the fullest. Like, if I had the money that a famous musician has, I would be crushing it, I feel like. And maybe I wouldn't be presenting 100%, or maybe I would full Caitlyn Jenner, just like I'm gonna do all this shit and then just come out and be like, surprise bitches. But yeah, so but then there's also a newer one that I really like that I listened to after it came out nonstop. Might Love Myself by Beartooth. And it kind of has these vague lyrics, and it's not directly about transitioning, you know, but a lot of like hating myself and then like, fuck that. I think I might love myself. It's very hooky chorus. So both of those, but like typo negative, I just always loved the like weird, dark, gothy side of it. I wish I could have been that kid and had that confidence even then. Like I was really jealous of like the emo kids. Because I'm like, fuck, like that's as close as I can get to cross-dressing in public and like painting nails and doing shit I like.
The scene, kids.
And I just, I picture the people in South Park that are just like the goths and the emos, and there's a difference.
They can be themselves.
Yeah,
even though they weren't, it wasn't like a fad that I wanted. I was like, you love yourself so much that like. You don't need to fit into a mold, and I needed to fit into a mold.
Sexy as fuck. Like sometimes, like that hits me. But yeah, no. So like, I came from an old like '80s, '90s like rock and roll household. A lot of Metallica, Ozzy, Megadeth, Iron Maiden, like all that shit. My mom would always go to Ozfest.
Wait, Kat, you're single?
Yes.
Yes.
Ooh, okay.
That's fine. I'm gonna beat you to Arizona.
Yes, single and open to pretty much everything. I can be picky sometimes.
How do you feel about New York girls?
New York itself, I don't think I could ever live there, but it seems very fun.
I've heard there's cute girls that live there now.
Even shittier question: how do you feel about women from North Carolina?
From North Carolina or in North Carolina?
She
plays whenever we hit on the guests.
Oh, yeah. It's like soft jazz.
It's like it's so common that she has a button for it. So
hell yeah. I need a soundboard that's just like all of the cool things.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, so like, for a song that hits home.
Hell yeah. That's my that one's like my favorite of the questions. Bree also has her favorite of the questions, and hers is actually a good one.
Fuck off.
That's the only one I 100% like readied myself for, and I was like, okay, I need to know the name. That one I knew the name of. The other one I didn't, and it's something that like I've got in my like song that comes on constantly, the Beartooth song. So hopefully some heavy listeners out there, but
oh yeah. Trivium is a name I haven't heard in years.
Long time. Oh, I still love Trivium. Gorgeous singer and really fucking good voice. Like any metal music where they do like the really growly shit.
Yeah.
But they also have a pretty voice. Uh-huh. Like Killswitch Engage and things. Like I fucking love it. So I'm not all for like the really growly shit all the time. But when it has that balance, I'm addicted to it.
Nice.
So, and then I'll also listen to like EDM or some random, like I'm all over the board. I just really don't like modern country. I think that's the only thing I can't get along with.
God.
Doesn't you mesh with me.
You're so like,
yeah, red solo cup. Like if that's going to be the country vibes, like if that's what you're putting out there that everybody's getting fucked up on.
Yeah.
I'm not having it.
Yeah. You can keep it.
I would sooner listen to Old Town Road if that's country. But like I can't get into the
thing I will say about country like especially like that 90s country 90s or early 2000s country is like listening to it when you're like out on the lake and like this song comes on while you're like fishing, you're like, I've never heard this song before, but I'm fishing, and it becomes part of that memory and it takes you back to that memory. Like I hear Red Solo Cup and I think about like being out with my friends, like at our boathouse. Well, because we're fucking southern yuppies, but it takes me back, and so you hear these songs. I mean, granted, the new stuff, yeah, doesn't vibe well with that. But like, I don't know. I hear like pop country, and I'm like, you know what? It reminds me of a time when I just wasn't. This and
would you call it a simpler it time?
Being a cis white dude was so fucking easy. But
that's me scratching New York off my list.
No,
I don't like, again, I have respect for anybody listening to anything and I will listen to it, but it's never going to be on like my playlist. I don't know, 100%.
The only reason I say that is because like I defend why I listen to it.
Yeah.
I don't need to make you listen to it. Like people hate me. They're like, oh, you listen to pop country. I'm like,
don't even
because
care.
It takes me back to it because it makes me it reminds me of how easy life used to be, and it like and any sort of reprieve for how bad life is right now is good.
Yeah.
No, because life sucks right now. So
ebbs and flows.
Anyways, I digress. Bree. Also, in the after hours, I want to talk about some of the tattoos because I saw a couple peeking through, and we need. So anybody who's not a Patreon subscriber, come back for the after hours and check out when we talk about our tattoos. But Bree, do you want to go with your favorite question, and then we'll do maybe final thoughts and jump into after hours?
It's not really my favorite question. It was my only question. Kat.
Hey. No, your favorite and least favorite question.
Do you remember the ALS Ice Bucket Challenge?
Yes. I will immediately cancel right now, and we can just jump off of this. I don't want to dump ice on myself. So, continue.
We are not doing that. This is
we want to see them
similar to that. After you dumped the ice on your head, what did you do? You would call somebody out to do the same thing. So yes. What you're going to do is you're going to think of somebody that you'd like to see on this show, and you're going to call them out to be on this show.
Yes, mommy. Wow. Just, you know, you tell me what to do. I'm all for it. I can sub as fuck
damn
over it, here.
Damn, North Carolina. Killing us up in New York. Ooh, yeah. Although, Kat, I'm in Virginia right now, so right about here.
So, like, there's a lot. I will say, what is it, Zexion, I think you guys already had on, yep. was, yes. like, super crushing hard for a very long time on her IG feed. So, that, oh my god. Fantastic.
Not only did we have her, we're gonna have her twice.
hell yeah Like, oh fucking listen we to that shit again once,
we gonna take it again.
You know, once you've had something so good, you can't resist going back.
You go back for seconds.
I will say, I don't think you guys have done this, and I would love to see the Mika Sam reunion, and I want to see where that goes. What the hell is her IG handle, Samantha? Is that not? Is there? We can cut this out right now.
So
production crew.
No,
production
crew. We actually do have one of the Transvengers coming up.
Okay, another Transvenger.
It's
they got an hat.
It's Ariana, Maiden Ariana.
Okay.
Yeah.
Heck yeah.
Yeah. Remind, you're good at holding on to things, so after we cut, remind me to tell you one thing. Okay. Not on camera.
Oh man, I had something from my boss there that like I didn't see, so I was like, oh, is this gonna be like a bad message? God, sorry.
You're like, fine.
Personal.
Was shit. It a dick pic?
No. So this is gonna like spin things. So at work, because co-parenting and everything, like I can only work a set shift. We can't fucking afford like childcare. I feel like that's a luxury and it's expensive as fuck. Yeah, like Montessori is like $950 to $1,200. So I've already told them
$1,450 a month.
Yeah. Jeez, mine is $1,700 a month.
Holy crap. I told him you can pay me an extra 10 to 20 grand, or you could fuck off. Close and that's the only shift I can work. And that's kind of by their own design and their own making. But basically they've said, hey, we need you to work a different shift. It has to be mid. We need 10 to 6:30. And I'm like, that's like absolutely not doable. Like try again. I can open or I could close. And we're like a 24/5 warehouse. But I'm the safety security person. So they're like, no, we need you when everybody else is in here. I'm like, no, that's a supervisor's job. Like, so there's all this back and forth and they decided, no, we're going to hire somebody else. Well, 15 months later, like we finally have somebody else. They have hired people who before coming in have quit, you know, and said, no, I found something better. And I'm like, again, I'm right here. Well, finally, they go with somebody else at my job that works a morning shift. And they're like, no, we're just going to leave them on that morning shift. And I'm like, I could have done that. You know, so like I've got this animosity currently with like my management where I feel completely shafted off of something where I was told 100% flexibility as long as you're getting 40 hours. So like work shit, it's just I hate it. And then my boss sends me a thing that's just, you know, thank you for training this person and we appreciate everything you do. And I'm reading further once I see that, am I gonna get fired? Are you gonna thank me?
That's what it sounds like.
please thank me with more money.
I am getting demoted two levels for not being able to work the hours. So that's where I will go. So whereas I'm like a team lead position now, we'll drop down back to like a basic entry level. And I'm like, that's super great. And then for 15 months, this keeps happening and I keep getting reminded of it. And they expect me to keep working at that same level and giving 110%. And I'm like, I barely even want to give 100%. Like I'm doing you a favor here.
Yeah.
I've been a team player. But I have taken that corporate dick for too long and it sucks. So it ended up being just a whole thank you thing. So I guess that's a thing. Like, I was hoping it'd be like, hey, the building's on fire. Can you come and help us? Or because I won't find out.
Kat, I will say I would put my life in your hands.
Ooh. I am first aid, CPR, AED, first responder certified. I will drive past that accident because I am terrified to have to save somebody's life.
Honestly, my ex-wife was a nurse, and she refused to put any of those stethoscope.
You can get fucking sued in some states.
Well, like, so, you drive past an accident with that thing on, and people are like, what a bitch. And it's like...
Yeah. If they catch your license plate in some states, like, so California, if they see you drive past an incident and you have something like that and they find out you are certified and you could have done something, you can then be sued. Like you're liable.
Like the anti-Good Samaritan.
Yeah. So like here, same thing. Good Samaritan. Like if I stopped and saved somebody and I broke all their ribs or just like completely fucked them. I don't think I can punch somebody in the face to try to like help them. But short of that. Like, I'm not liable for what happens. So, like, that makes me like, okay, if I'm getting paid at work, definitely, I'm going to do my best to save these people because I'm invested in them. Like, these are my friends. But outside of work, I am terrified to have to save somebody. Like, I want to say I could if it comes down to it. But Jesus, what a responsibility that is.
Mm-hmm.
So it terrifies me. So I'm also kind of nice, like happy not having the burdens, but being demoted two levels just fucking sucks. Good. So, but whatever, you know, live and learn.
I guess you could just like come live in New York and see what's happening out there.
I know. I mean, you flexed your finances a couple times. So I think I could work on while I stay home and like
I mean I like
cook.
I've never made over 200 grand a year, but
if that's the cap we're putting on things right now, hey now, New York is expensive though, so I don't know if you could support a stay at home person.
I have a 2-bedroom. By myself. Bree's gonna come up and stay in my second bedroom.
Oh my gosh.
I feel like this is a really good spot to insert my favorite quote.
Yeah.
I, being poor, only have my dreams. My dreams are spread beneath your feet. Tread carefully, because you tread upon my dreams.
Damn.
Tread carefully, Danny.
I fell into that.
Anyways, well, that's a good place to do our
fight. Yeah. Any fucking ways. Fuck. Goodbye.
Hey, I am here. I am single. I am not looking, but maybe I am. I don't know. You know, throw the offers my way. If you are wealthy and looking for somebody who can cook and take care of themselves and others, I'm a fantastic parent. Not to toot my horn, you know, but I think I'm doing pretty good. And yeah, like I am open to things. Like throw your offer out, shoot your shot. Like slide into my DMs.
Hey, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take. Wayne Gretzky, Michael Scott.
Mm-hmm.
So
listen, I've seen some of these like baller wives and they ain't shit. They bougie as fuck. Mm-hmm. Like I'm real. Real, look at this.
Well, that's why I want like all my friends to come up to New York, all my trans friends to come up and hang out in New York because I feel like we would just run that fucking town.
What a community.
Yeah.
No, I would get canceled very quickly.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Yes, I'm going to. People are gonna. They seem to walk around. They're like, why is she not more angry about being like called Daniel? And I'd be like. Because I really don't give a shit.
Hey, Danny, I'm like, I know that you're new here, but you didn't tell Mike to go fuck himself or where he could stick it when he misgendered you.
Yeah.
So
yeah, and he called you Daniel, and you corrected him as David, and it's like,
and also one of your letters from the LGBT qua.
Yeah. One of the things I did say when I mean, and we definitely, I did say somebody was, they were like, they called me Daniel. And I was like, if you're going to misgender me, at least call me David. Like, I've never gone by Daniel, but like, if you're going to call me a dude's name, at least call me the good dude's name, like David. Cause, I have a lot of my underwear back at home.
Yeah.
So, but oh my God. Anyways, we may do, like, let's do, do you want to jump into, let's do final thoughts and jump into after hours. If that's all right.
Yeah.
Love it. Hope you guys will have this conversation again sometime because I enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think we got into some of this shit. After dark, we're gonna have to talk about some shit.
Oh, we're gonna.
Oh yeah,
we're gonna have to get into the
For those who are interested, after this, I'm going to start a direct message with Kat and Bree. And if you want to know what happens in that, sucks to be you because you're not going to. Mm-hmm. Anyways, for final thoughts, Kat. We've never gone on this long with a. Oh my God.
Yeah, that's doing things.
Jesus Christ.
I'm just going to look right here.
Uh huh.
I know. Oh my. We've never gone on this long with a guest before. And your energy is just really. It's so nice, like, to just kind of like hear your thoughts and like, I think you really have like the finger on the pulse of like how the community moves forward. But good Lord, you're fucking God, stop it. but no, I loved your real takes on stuff are fantastic. And it's really nice to hear like somebody who has a refreshing view on stuff. Cause you hear so in the media, we get so, demonized and and to know that like, there's real people like you out there. It's just nice to talk to you and to, make a new friend.
Thank you. So, honestly, like, Jesus, I don't have it all going on. So, you know, there's definitely baggage and, self-induced emotional trauma. And, you know, I've got shit. So I think everybody does. I talk a big game, but, I'm weak. So, I'm getting there. And I enjoy things like this because, honestly, like, I am on a fucking island. I don't hang out with enough or talk to enough people within the community. And for good or bad, like, sometimes I'm like, I feel so estranged from some of the people I meet because we're just night and day different. But it's the same thing. I'm just looking to see where other people stand and try to find, like, the commonalities, and just all I want to do is be loved. I really appreciate you guys having me on. I enjoy the conversation.
And thank you for being real, though. Like, I mean, because you didn't pull any punches. Hopefully you didn't pull any punches.
I feel like that went on longer.
Yeah, I mean, that's my take on the whole thing is just thanks for, like, just being you and being real.
I appreciate Thank you. And
why we started this.
Thank you both for being vulnerable. Bree, I'm apologizing that I asked. I don't want you to be hurt, Bree. I'm here for you.
What happened?
Team Bree, listen, you are worthy. You are lovable. I hope you feel whole and complete, Bree. Thank you guys for sharing, and thanks for having me because I enjoy it. It's great.
Okay, you may have just broken Bree. Oh wow.
Okay. I'm sorry. No, trust me. Like, it's the things you gotta tell yourself, and you've gotta build these reinforcements around you, and yeah. So, I'm sorry.
Yeah, no,
I wasn't trying to do anything.
We need people like you to come on, like, just to make you come on and you expose a realness to the to the struggle that is being fucking older and trans. I mean, not that you're older, but like we're all
33's old. I feel old.
And trans, but yeah. Thank you. It's very you okay, baby?
I'm sorry.
Oh. Yeah, it's
obviously I'm not the fine. The
fun thing is, whatever. I'm gonna lay it on heavier.
When this episode comes out, the three of us are going to be a lot like we're gonna be in such better places than we are now.
I hope it touches some people.
And people are gonna reach out through some shit, and
they're able to just identify with the commonalities because that's what it's about.
Absolutely, like, yeah. I have nothing else to say, but yeah.
I enjoy having this. All right.
What is
coming next?
So what we're gonna do is for the people who stayed on for 2 hours.
Sorry.
We are going to we're gonna cut maybe do after hours real quick, if that's okay. And I really wanted to just ask you about tattoos. Because I have some that I'm hiding under some t-shirts.
I've seen
them. But, yeah, anyways, we'll do the outro is, everybody, thank you for watching. If you're part of the Patreon, we'll see you in the after hours. If not, this is where we're going to leave you. And thank you for watching. And, Kat, thank you again for just, like, coming on and just... You know, giving us your opinion, and I mean, sadly, thank you for breaking Bree. But we'll dig into that in a little bit. But for Girl Lad Girls, I am that QT Danny B. We have the loveliest Bree Saint Marie, and our amazing guest Kat. Real quick, how do people find you on the internet?
Kat Bandicoot everywhere. Shameless.
CatBandicoot.com. If it's not available, it will be. If you can find CatBandicoot.com, one of us has probably already bought it. Anyways, but thank you everybody for watching this, and we'll see you in the after hours. Love you. Bye.
This has been a production of Girl Dad Girls Podcast. Check out new episodes every Thursday. If you are interested in knowing more, please email info@girldadgirls.com or find us on Instagram @girldadgirls. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe.